You're listening to Generate a Life Well Lived podcast. I'm your friend and confidant, Erin Gray. I'm a former certified financial planner turned human design financial mentor and guide to entrepreneurs. I believe our money and our business can only thrive at the level of our emotional well-being. I empower entrepreneurs to feel confident with their money and in their business so that they can have fun now and in the future. On this podcast, we will explore all things money, business, and self-development, including human design. I hope you enjoy the journey where I share everything that I know and am continuing to learn along the way as I honor my heart's desires while inspiring and encouraging you to do the same. Hey, my friends, how are we today? So on today's podcast, well, actually, let's just be real upfront and honest. We're going to have like five podcasts. We're going to break it up. So I've got my good friend Carmen Toletta on the podcast, human design extraordinaire, and we're going to talk about all things. We're going to break down each type, and then how I believe, and I think Carmen agrees with this too, like how it, the power of the pause, like no matter what type you are, we all need to pause in life and in business. So first of all, thank you, Carmen, for coming on and sharing all your wealth of knowledge with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I am so pumped to be here. Yeah. I geek out on human design. Like, this is like my jam.
When I told Carmen, I was like, Carmen, will you just come on and we can just talk about human design? Cause it's a lot more fun to talk about it with someone that like knows about it. And then like, well, I think, you know, way more than I do. And I'm like, it's just going to be fun to talk about it and like dive in. And also to those of you that are listening or watching, the thing that I want to, because I think a lot of people, I've noticed this, Carmen, I would love your take on this too. A lot of people like learn about human design and then they just want to go down the rabbit hole. And we're trying to keep it very simple, very like foundational, because what I have seen is we learn all of these things and sometimes we don't embody them. And also we can get like go down the rabbit hole and then, or we don't do anything. And so I always come back to like strategy, type, authority, profile, right? So, Okay, my friends, we're back with Miss Carmen Toletta. She is human design extraordinaire. She and I have been talking about manifestors, manifesting generators. On this week's podcast, we're going to talk about generators and, you know, what is type? How do you move through the world? The pause, all of the things. We're trying to break it down and keep it super simple for each of you that are listening so that, because at least when I started, it was like, holy smokes, this is a lot of information. So like, what are the little tidbits that we can get? So thank you, Carmen, for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. I love to geek out on human design. So this is perfect.
So let's talk about generators. I am a generator. I have some generators in my life. But you want to talk about like what type is, first of all, and then let's dive into like, how does it show up in the real world?
Sure. So our type, again, and I've said this on the last few podcasts as well, is our foundation. It is our aura field. It's how we energetically interact with the world. It is part of our decision-making strategy. And it's kind of like our North Star. It is how we know how our energy flows and, or energy works, I should say, rather than flows. So it's our foundation.
Yeah. So let's talk about generators. Obviously, they're sacral beings, just like on the last podcast, like manifesting generators and generators make up about 70-ish% of the population, right? Yep. And we have a defined sacral. So, and I think sometimes we hear human design and we're like, oh, well, I don't have that. Or it's just, do you have consistent access to this energy, right? And so we have consistent, go ahead.
We all have the same parts.
Yes. Yes. Please preach. Yes. Use human design from an empowering standpoint. Do not use anything that we say against you. Like use it from to empower you and like, oh, okay. I just have that consistent energy. And I will say like, I have consistent energy. Let me say this. I have consistent energy for the things that light me up. Because I always talk about this story about, I didn't know about human design back then, but when my kid wanted me to play Barbies with her, and at the time I was a no for it, but I was doing it from a place of like, you should, and a good mom does, but I would fall asleep on her every time we would play Barbies. Yes. But if she were to ask me to go bike riding, or she were to ask me to paint, or she were to ask me to cook, or just lots of other things, I had boundless amounts of energy for it. So we do have a lot of energy when it's something that lights us up and yeah, we get excited about.
Right. And when a generator is doing things that doesn't light them up, that's when burnout happens. And I truly believe, since I've been working with human design, I think that sacral beings are almost the ones that will burn out worse, in a sense, than a non-sacral being, because they're just designed to have that energy. And when it's not being used up, it's sitting there. And it's almost like this, I don't want to say powder keg, but it's just this, it's not being used. So where is that energy going? It's staying in your body, right? So when you think of when you're not releasing something, how does that show up in your body?
Yeah. And I think about like, we're just with every type, right? Like we're so conditioned to be a certain way. And so if you're not connected to your body, like the thing I love about human design is like, how do we use this to get into our body? Right. And so from a generator standpoint, like if you're not connected to your body and you're shooting yourself, and this is for all types too, right? But like, if you're shooting yourself and you're forcing yourself to do something, like if you're connected to your body, you will feel it. It will feel like trudging through the mud and takes you 10 times longer to do something than, you know, if it's something that lights you up and you love doing it.
Right. And I think that kind of goes for all types as well, because no one loves doing stuff that they don't like doing. Right.
Yep.
So, I mean, but when, for a generator, when they are doing things that they love, they have sustainable energy. And same with the manifesting generator, when they're doing stuff that lights them up, they have that energy. And I think there's this misconception that other types don't have to do things that they love. They can just figure it out or have to wait for the certain invitation, like a projector has to wait for an invitation. But I think that no matter what type you are, you have to have that passion or creativity in some way, shape, or form.
This is where I go back to like energy, right? Like if we just take away human design, like energetically, are you vibing on a low frequency because you're just forcing yourself to do something versus that higher frequency of like, this feels really good in my body.
Right. That's a way better way to explain it than what I was trying to get across.
So for us generators, right? Like you want to talk about what is our strategy and what does that actually look like in the real world, in the business world, and then the power of the pause.
Okay. So for a generator, it's wait to respond. So that waiting piece is probably one of the hardest things for a generator. For anybody, waiting is not easy for that thing to show up. So I don't know, you can speak to this. You're a generator. How does it feel to wait for that thing to respond to? Especially when you want something to do, like when you want to go.
Yeah. I thought that originally, I thought, oh gosh, like that may take forever. But I also believe now, like there's lots of things to respond to constantly happening. And like being, I think for me, it's like choosing what do I want? Like, here we go back to the desire, right? The heart, like I could go do XYZ, but do I actually want to do that? Like I'm responding to something, but like, is that a soul or a lit up desire? And I think in the beginning, right? Like, cause we're taught, here we go back. We were talking, you know, at the very first episode or about, podcast episode about manifestors, you know, like I don't have this proof, but I think a lot of the business, old school business world is manifestor energy, right? Like you go out, you initiate, you do the thing. And so that was a lot of relearning for me of like, no, let me see things to respond to, because I would have an idea and then I would just go and initiate versus is, you know, in our human network, are they like, are they talking about that? Is that something that I want to do? Does that light me up? And so I think it's the trust part, right? Like I think for everybody, like believing that we can have what we want in an effortless, peaceful way. I think that has been my lesson.
Right. So I think too, with a generator, they are so relational. So having those people around them to have the things to respond to is extremely helpful, because they, your energy or generator energy is very inviting. It's like a warm hug when you think of it, right? It's like, and it is. And I will be the first person to admit, Erin, you are like a big warm hug.
Like Olaf.
Perfect. I love you. So I completely lost my train of thought. Oh, yes. So having those people to respond to and those things to respond to is almost tetramount for a generator.
Yeah. And for sure, I can attest to that. Like, I do get frustrated. Like, I'm doing more now that we live in Idaho versus Maui. There are more events for me to go to. There are more like, and yeah, there was there, but not like business stuff. Right. And so now that I get to get out and I get to meet other people and I'm not just with my two humans in the house, that has really helped, because I do notice frustration when I'm just with my two humans in the house, wanting and almost craving other people and that energy of other people.
Right. But there still has to be some kind of a balance there too, right?
Oh yeah.
Because
for sure.
You want to get out of the aura of people, because for a lot of us, we take on other people's energy. And I think all of us are empathic in some way, shape, or form. It just depends on how we're designed from the lens of human design. Finding that balance to be, and that goes with for any type.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's where in the stillness, you get to ask yourself questions. Mm-hmm. In the stillness, you get to ask yourself, like, is this energy mine or not? You get to rest, you get to cleanse your energy, decompress. Right. Like, that is so important for every type, regardless of definition or not, or, you know, all of it.
Right.
And so our kind of the theme of when we're off course is the frustration. And we talked a little bit about that with manifesting generators, of like, there's two types of frustration that generators feel, right? Like, there's just the frustration. You want to talk a little bit about that and how that shows up?
The two types of frustration, sorry, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I mean, there's the frustration of, like we were just talking about, of either the weight or being in the aura of people too much. There's also the frustration of too much responding.
Mm, yeah.
Because when you're around people, you get that frustration of, okay, I need to take, like we just said, that power of pause. The other type of frustration is being, I think I'm not a generator, so I can't attest to this, but being pushed before you're ready. Because generators tend to be very methodical, as you've said. You got to do this, then you got to do this, then you got to do this. So when you're not at that point and you haven't done that step, that can cause frustration for the generator.
Yeah. That's been something that I've had to really sit with, because sometimes it feels like the world now that I've like really leaned back and really embodied some of this stuff, it's like, sometimes it feels like the world moves too fast for me. And so that like frustration of even just something as simple as, like, you know, with my two Manny gents, like going and skiing, like they literally move just so much faster than I do. And so honoring that and honoring like what feels good for you. And we talked a little bit about the, you know, is it double down or pivot?
Right.
You know, so if you're feeling frustration as a generator, and here's the other thing, frustration is almost like it's part of the process. Like it's part of what happens as you get to the next level. Like if you play video games, you know, like I'm old school back in the 80s, right? Like Super Mario Brothers, like in order to get to the next level, like frustration is part of the process. Like now I
Absolutely.
Welcome frustration, because when I'm clear on it, when I know that it's still something I want to do, it's part of me getting to the next level. And so allowing that versus I used to feel frustration and I used to try to make it go away versus checking back in and like, do I still want to do this? And so the double down of the frustration versus the pivoting of like, I'm not that into it anymore. Here we go back to your sacral, right? Like asking yourself, like, is this something that I'm still lit up about? And if the answer is no, then maybe it is time to pivot. But here we go back to the pause of being really clear and not making decisions in that space.
Right. And back to the whole methodical thing, I think that, I shouldn't say I think, manifest or generators struggle to switch gears. Mm-hmm. And when they're forced to switch gears, I think that that can cause a lot of frustration as well. So pausing and saying, okay, am I ready to switch gears or what have you? So, and that comes up a lot in business too, as well, because you're going, you're doing your thing. And then this other thing that you have to respond to comes in and you're like, oh crap, how do I'm not ready to stop this thing. And it's like, okay, pause, take that breath. If you would, that breath to realign. Okay. So that, okay, I know that I'm frustrated and I just need to take that step back. And then can I switch gears right now? Do I feel like I'm ready to switch gears or what have you? Can I respond to that thing?
I'm thinking as you're saying this, and it's like, this is why it's so, I think it's so valuable to know like your human design, people that you work with, or like even like people that you hire, like for contractors or vendors or whatever it might be, like that you're, you know, doing some, that they're doing some contract work for you. Because if you are moving at a speed of a generator, if you're a generator and someone is a manifesting generator, like I use the word sometimes it feels like whiplash, like literally, mm-hmm. like I thought we were going down this path and now we're going over here, you know? And so honoring your energy and also honoring that that's also how other people work too. And so, yeah. Yep. Anything else you want to say about generators?
No. Visualization is another thing for a generator, I think. As much as it's more of a manifesting generator strategy, I think visualization can help any type, right? Because if can't see where you're going, then how do you get there, right?
Yeah.
So I think, again, that comes back to pausing.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's just like, I do a lot of like future self, right? And that also mm-hmm. helps me sometimes, like making decisions, like would, you know, Aaron a year from now make this decision, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that helps to sometimes tap into the sacral. Because here's also what I think, and I'd love your feedback on this. I think sometimes as sacral beings think, well, it's like, let's use going to the gym. If you're starting to go to the gym and you're not used to going to the gym, your sacral actually might be a no. But when you ask yourself, am I going to feel better when I leave, you might get a different answer. And so this is where it's like human design isn't just like a, well, what do you want to call it, Carmen? Like there's so many like intricacies with
it. It's not a hard and fast rule. There's no hard and fast rules. It is fluid. It is ever changing depending on the situation. It's still a tool that we can use.
Yes.
But we don't have to make it significant.
Yeah. And so asking yourself like that is sometimes questions that I ask, because mm-hmm. I will get different answers depending on how I phrase the question or what it's. So just playing with it, like this is experiment, you're playing with it, you're just getting mm-hmm. to know and tapping in. So,
and I love that you've experimented with that, because a lot of times people can use their human design as a almost a crutch.
Yeah.
I can't do this because my sacral says no.
Yep.
Or I don't love doing this, so I'm not going to do it. In that kind of sense, so that like it is not a hard and fast rule. Like there's yep. always a different avenue, a different way to ask, it's not stringent.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Carmen, for all of your time, your wisdom, your knowledge, for sharing all of that with us. Where can people find you, learn more about you, all of the things?
Well, right now my website's on an overhaul, so that's coming, but I do have a link to book a session with me. So I can give that to you and you can pop it in the show notes. And I do have an Instagram account. I'm also doing an overhaul there, but I'm still there and I'm still showing up there, with a little bit of a twist on my, how I look at human design and how I help people. And I have so much fun over there.
I was like, you gotta go watch Carmen, because she's so fun. She like throws twists on things, and she's just, yeah, it's fun to like talk about things in such a fun, easeful, like not serious way. And Carmen does a great job at that. Yeah.
We have enough serious in life. Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you everybody for listening. Thank you for watching. And thank you, Carmen, again. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you spending your time with me. I created Grow the CEO cohort for the entrepreneur that wants to be in a community with other heart-based entrepreneurs. It's a place where we blend the 3D of money, like understanding your bookkeeping and taxes and investing and how it applies to your business, along with the 5D of money, like the energetics and the emotions that you feel with money. To learn more about Grow the CEO cohort, you can head over to my website at generatealifewelllived.com. And as always, from my soul to yours.